This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis, learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Dal, and hey, Eved. An Eved Kanani, Shenishwa, that was captured by soldiers, Ufata Uhu, and others redeemed him after the owner gave up hope from ever finding him again. Imlishim Eved, if they redeemed him as an Eved to continue his Avoida Yishtabed, then he will be enslaved to the one who redeemed him. He doesn't go back to the original owner because the original owner was Miyayish. Imlishim Ben Chayrin. If they redeemed him to be free, lo yishtabed, he goes free. Not to the original owner, he was miyayish, and not to the one who redeemed him, because they redeemed him to be free. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Oimer, ben kach ben kach yishtabed. Either way, whether they redeemed him to be an eved or they redeemed him to go free, he's an eved to the original owner, so that a person doesn't intentionally get themselves captured to get out of the ownership of the original owner. Eved shaser rabbi aput gilach achirim, a slave that the master made him a apotiki, that he said to the malva that if I have to pay you back, it will only be from the seved. Apotiki is a compound Greek word which means a mashgain, and the Gemara explains it means apotiki poi tehekai, from this you will collect your debt. V'shicharai, and then the original owner freed him. So then shuras hadin, according to the letter of the law, in eved chayv klum. The Eved is not responsible to the Malva, because the freedom that the owner freed him was Mafgia, the Eved, from Shibud. But for rectification of the world, that maybe the Malva will find him in the Shuk and say, you are my Eved. Koifinus Rabbi, we force the second master, meaning we force the Malva, and make him free. V'koisev, and the Eved has to write shtar al damav, a shtar for his value. If the choiv is more than the value of the Eved, so then he just writes it in accordance with how much he's worth. However much he would be sold for the shuk, that's how much the Eved has to write to the master. Rishim Gamliel Oimer, Rishim Gamliel says, Einoi koisev ela mashachra. He doesn't write it, but he frees him. The Eved doesn't write a shtar for his value, but rather the one who freed him, the first owner, writes to the Malva a shtar choiv for the value, because he was mazik the Malva. Mishnehe mishachetzio Eved v'chetzio ben choirin, someone who was half a slave and half free. An Eved Kanani that was owned by two partners, and one of them freed him. So, Oivedes Rabba Yomechad, he serves the master for one day. Ves Atzma Yomechad, and he serves himself for one day. Divrei Beis Hillel, this is the opinion of Beis Hillel. By doing so, you are fulfilling the rights of both owners. One owner that relinquishes ownership, so for that day, the Eved is free. And for the day that he is owned, so for that day, he worked for the master. Amar lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Tikantem es Rabbi, you have remedied the master, but v'as'atzmai lo tikantem, you haven't remedied him, because how's he supposed to get married? Lisa shivcha, to marry a shivcha, yefsha, it's impossible. Shekvar chetzi ben chayrin, because half of him is free, and the half that's free is not to marry a shivcha. Bas chayrin, yefsha, he can't marry a free woman. Shekvar chetzi eved, he's half an eved. Yibatel, should he not get married? The purpose of creation was to procreate. Shenamar, laisayhu bira'a, the world was not created to be empty. Lashavas yitzar, it was created to be settled. Elam ebnei tikkun olam, but because of the rectification of the world, koifin es rabbi, we force the master, va'oisa oisa ben chayrin, and we make him free. V'koisev, and the eved writes to the master, shtar al chatzidamav, a shtar for half of his value. So we force the master to free him, and the Eved has to compensate the master. V'chazir Beis Hillel hiris k'divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retracted, and in accordance with the opinion of Beis Shammai. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.